The Elvis Cast with Grant Bench.
Hello and thanks for joining us. Today we continue our memories from Sue in Vegas. We're going to start by hearing about how to contact Sue's Viva Las Vegas Club and also the continuing legacy of Elvis Aaron Presley.
Well, the website is VivaLasVegasClub.com, and as you go through the website, you will see a link to the Facebook page. The Facebook page is Viva Las Vegas Elvis Club, and I've been running that for a few years. Well, I hear any Elvis news connected with Elvis in Las Vegas, for sure that ends up on there. If there's anything else that seems to be big going on, I will put it up there. It's amazing. What is the thing I usually say? Elvis is dead, but I can't keep up with him. There's always something.
Now, there's my friends that aren't real Elvis fans are constantly amazed about, you know, I'll go home and say I've got this new release or whatever, and they're like, how can that be possible? I said, well, the man's still doing the business, so I've got to keep, looking after him.
You got to hand it to the bootleggers who lit a fire under EPE to release a lot of stuff and create the Follow That Dream label. I know a lot of people are still yearning for On Tour. I would love to see formally all the nice stuff from That's the Way It Is come out. Oh, I got to tell you about the That's the Way It Is story. But there isn't that much. All I remember is my dad talking about the cameras. I mentioned that. I remember the first time I watched the movie, I swear I saw my dad. I'm like, oh, there he is for a split second. So I used to kid and say, my dad was in a movie with Elvis. But I have every copy. I've got it on VHS. I've got a bootleg. I've got all the versions of the DVD. I've seen it in the movie theater. I remember the first time I saw it in the movie theater, and Pokes Al Lanny comes up. Big memory for me. And I almost started screaming. Oh, that reminds me. I got to go backwards in time. One of my strong memories. So when was this? My brain's searching. Is it August? Is it February? I had the date in my head. I think it's August 21st, 1970. So this is during the filming of That's the Way It Is. And the only way I knew was that my dad had mentioned it. So, and thank God that was filmed when it was, because it captured the hotel. It captured the old version with the decorations and all that stuff. I have one of those banners, one of, because I had one. My dad brought home the orange one. And through time, I didn't have it anymore. And then I was able to buy a new one at the Elvis-O-Rama, and it was from Tom Diskin's estate.
Wow.
So it's mint. It's mint. I don't even have it on the wall. I just have it in the same fold sitting in a box. So the February show, I don't remember Poke Salad Annie. I just remember Elvis singing other people's songs. Maybe I got introduced to it, but it didn't cause a reaction to me. So then in August, again, I'm sitting way over on the left. I must have been with my mom. Otherwise, how could I get there? I'm 13 years old. and Elvis does Poke Salad Annie, and it's like, I must have remembered it from previously before, because like, okay, I know what's coming. This is very exciting. You know, the way Elvis would dance and jump in this thing. He finishes it, and I'm screaming until I'm purple. I'm bent over in my chair, and I'm just screaming my guts out because I am all riled up. And I hear Elvis say something. So it broke me out of my passion. and I hear the audience giggling. I'm like, what the hell? What did he say? You know, and then there was the rest of the show. So years later, through an Elvis fan that had all these bootlegs on cassette, he said, tell me what date you saw Elvis, and I'll see if I can give you some cassettes. One of them was that day, August 21st, 1970. I'm listening to it, and there comes Poke Salad Annie, and I hear myself screaming. I said, that's got to be me. So after, you know, I hear all of that, Elvis goes, that sounds like a cat or something over there. That's what he said. And I'm laughing. I'm like, okay, he said that about me.
Oh, and then, wow.
So weird to have, you know, the time tunnel, twilight zone, whatever you want to call it, and have it trans transfer like that. But yeah, I got to imagine people seeing themselves if they were in That's the Way It Is or On Tour or the 68 Special. And that, you know, so I had the same feeling. One of my other favorite memories was I walked into the showroom and I said, I'm getting a scarf tonight. I don't know how, but I'm going to get one and I want it to be black. I don't know. You have that conviction sometimes. So I'm going to guess 1971. And way over on the left. And I remember telling the people that were sitting there at the table, I'm getting a scarf. So Elvis is singing some song and he starts to wander in our direction. Everybody was nice. They parted their chairs and let me make it to the edge of the stage. Isn't that sweet? And he looks at me. He sees me, okay? And he's coming in my direction. And then, boom, to the right, to the left of me, stands up this older teenager, young woman. He goes over to her, gives her the kiss and the scarf, and Elvis walks back. And I sit down in the chair. I'm trying not to cry. Everybody's like, oh, we're so sorry, blah, blah, blah. Because the show ended very quickly after that. And I'm so upset. It's like, oh, you know what my theme song is? It's So Close Yet So Far. I never got a kiss from Elvis. But I got two scarves, sort of, kind of. So anyway, you know, everyone's leaving. And I see all these arms up in the air. I'm like, what? And they're coming my direction. Here comes the black scarf. And the young lady was saying, I'm sorry, I know the scarf was for you, but at least I got the kiss. Here's the scarf.
Oh, now, wow.
You know, later on, fans would have never done that. God bless that young lady. Because it was the right thing to do. And I put that scarf on. I don't remember walking. I remember floating out of the showroom. I was so freaking happy. God.
And you've still got it today.
I don't have... When I went away in the Navy, I had my scarves stored away somewhere, and they disappeared when I got back. Of all things, of all things. I can figure out why, but I'm not going to say that here.
Yeah.
But it broke my heart. So when I started buying things on eBay, and the scarf, this black scarf came up with the menu, with a pink napkin from the table with Elvis's makeup, I'm like, this is it. And I remember... you know, they had really good pictures of it, and I sent the sale to Sue McCaslin, because, boy, she knew scarves, because she got very many from Elvis himself, because of all the concerts she went to, and she goes, yeah, look at that hem, that is the real deal from back then. So I won the scarf, and I remember opening the envelope, and I'm feeling the silk, and I went, there it is. So when anybody extra special who means something to me comes over my house, I put the scarf around their neck. And every one of them will get tears in their eyes and get goosebumps, you know, because this is the next best physical thing you're going to get. In my mind's eye, I still remember the wrinkle that was in the scarf, my original one. But at least I had that experience. Another time, I made it to the edge of the stage, and Elvis came by, walked by me, and I'm thinking, hey, wait a minute. I grab the microphone cord. He gets to the end of the cord, sees me holding it, and I got a stupid smile on my face, and his jaw tightens. And I know this from the movies. They're like, oh, Elvis is pissed. He goes, no, honey, don't do that. And I let go of it. Oh, my God. Security, the seating captain, and the Memphis Mafia, bam, they hit my chair and they chew me out. And the captain goes, after all I've done for you, you go and do this. I had no idea, you know, that it was going to be bad. But boy, they almost kicked me out of the showroom. But they finally figured out that's all she did. And, you know, I'm saying, I'm sorry. But I got to tell you, after they were all gone, I smiled to myself. I said, I got Elvis's attention.
You definitely had his attention that night.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to put a positive spin on this. But after that, I didn't ask any for favors or anything. I thought, oh, you're on your own. So like for 2 years, you know, I would see the captain and I would just see, look at him in the eye, but it's like, I'm on my own because of what happened that night. I made friends with a security guard, and he wasn't there that night, but he explained to me his point of view as a security guard as to why that happened to me. And I understand, but back then, it's like, Elvis, come back, like a dog on a leash, come back. And he never, this was his trick, I learned that later, he never came to our side the rest of the show. So I make up for it later on. I was working in a grocery store, like I said earlier, and I had the money, and I see this lion head necklace in the jewelry store. I now know it was Sarah Coventry jewelry, which back then, if you couldn't afford the real stuff, this jewelry was produced, it was high quality, and you paid for it, but it wasn't like, getting the real thing. I had to put it on layaway because that was the only way I could afford it. It probably didn't cost that much. But back then, it was $1.75 an hour for minimum wage. This is why when people say, $15, $25 to go see Elvis, people, that's like $75 nowadays, and that's pretty cheap. Now, I see concerts for $200 in Las Vegas, and it's nosebleed city. I can't even go. In fact, there's a favorite singer of mine. I've already turned him down twice because by the time you get done with the Ticketmaster fees, it's insane. And it's like, okay, I saw you enough already. I guess I'm going to have to pass on that. So I finally get the lion's head necklace, and it was black and gold. I think his face was black, and then the mane around him was gold. And then I bought a gold chain to extend the chain so that I could put it over Elvis's neck. Now, I don't know anything about giving gifts to Elvis and that he responds to that. I don't know about signs. Some of the fun stuff that people would do at concerts. I don't know anything. I only go see Elvis one time every time he's here. So this time I sit way over on the right, and I'm pretty close to the stage. I remember thinking about that table, and I said, they squeezed this in because this doesn't seem very safe. But it was really cool to be right there, and I'm seeing his feet going back and forth under the curtain, waiting to go on stage. So, like, there's his feet, and everybody goes, getting excited. So during this show, he is singing a pretty upbeat song, and I thought, well, here's my chance. So I get out of my chair and I press myself against the stage, and I hold out the necklace dangling from my hand. Elvis sees, he gets this big grin on his face, and he starts heading towards me. And he comes close to me, and the girls are pressing on me. I swear I almost got cut in half against the stage because the way that they were all screaming and reaching for him. But I'm telling you, only at that moment, it was me and Elvis. God, I had them all to myself. So he takes off the scarf and throws it in my hand. He takes the necklace, and he throws off the scarf to me, and I grab the end of it, and I go to sit down, and my arm is tugged. So I tug it again, and my arm is tugged. So I turn around and I see he's at the other end of the scarf, and I'm thinking, oh no, you're playing tug of war with me. And I'm thinking, okay, I know how to deal with bullies because I have this in school. And I thought, you don't react, you don't pull. Although, yes, looking at him, I pulled once and he pulled it and I went, then I knew, he was doing that on purpose. So I stopped pulling, and we're just, a second there or whatever. We're just looking at each other with the scarf. And then I thought, oh, he's so close, I could touch him. So I go hand over hand up the scarf, and I touch his hand, and he lets go. I find out later that he would do that. He would react like that because people would try to steal his rings. I remember when I read that, and I started crying. I said, that was never, ever on my mind. I just wanted to touch his hand. And I remember it was cool and smooth. Oh, so he's let go of the scarf. And he's walking away. I gathered a scarf into me real, real tight against my chest. The girls are still screaming. And it's like, I know he ain't coming back because you all are absolutely nuts. And I turn around and make sure the scarf is staying close to me as I go sit down in my chair. I wasn't going to wear it. I think I folded it up and put it in my purse. So at least I had a scarf, and I learned later that the blue color that it was rare. But that's, you know, at least I got that in person for him, from him. So I never got a kiss, but I got a scarf from him. I've gotten smiles from him. I've got hello from him. Pretty damn good.
I think that's, you know, pretty extra. Just to have that, just look in his eyes would do it for me.
Yeah, that he looked right at me, and he had this teasing smile on his face, like, I am going to yank your chain. I'm going to give you a hard time for this scarf. And, you know, looking back, I'm glad it happened that way, because he was all mine during that minute or whatever, you know, because I talk about the screaming fans that were all around me as I'm remembering him, just me and him with the scarf. I don't remember hearing anything, so I just, you know, it was like in this zone. It was just him and me for, you know, 30 seconds or whatever the heck. And for him to choose, not just to throw the scarf at me, but to play tug of war. Now that I've learned more about how he would be at concerts and shows, I went, okay, you know, that was extraordinary. And you got to have that happen to you. The last time I had a chance to do something, this was December 75. Oh, I forgot to say that show. There was March 75 and there was December 75. I'm dying to know what date I went. And I know I could be pretty loose with the dates because I was already out of high school. I could go any day I wanted. I could drive the car. I can't remember the music off the top of my head, and I have studied every show from December 75 trying to remember my night. I would have to listen to every December bootleg, and that's no guarantee. What was he wearing? I think it was I remember March he had the two-piece blue suit. So in December 75, I can't remember. Anyhow, I thought, here's my last chance to try and get near to Elvis. So I thought, oh, I'm going away in the Navy. Why don't I buy a captain's hat? I had no idea that Elvis owned a million of them. So I go to this boat store on Boulder Highway, get the biggest hat they had. And what was it? It's like 7 7/8. So I bring this to the show. And I thought, you know, how am I going to get this to Elvis? I wrote a note that says, I'm going away in the Navy. Can I have a goodbye kiss? So that he was talking between songs. I said, here it is. I stand up and I sling it like a Frisbee. And it lands on the stage. I'm thinking, oh, my God, that's good. and it was near him. He goes, what's this? So he picks it up. He puts it on his head. And he goes, hot damn, what do you know? It fits. Now, if anybody's got a concert out there and you can hear Elvis say that, get a hold of me. And then he takes it off, and I can see my note flapping in the breeze, pinned on there, but he doesn't see the note. I'm crushed. He hands it off to Charlie. Charlie sees the note, but he doesn't let Elvis know. I said, okay, that's it. It's over. If I knew then what I know now, shoot, I would have had a sign. I would have put the note on both sides of the hat, you know, something like that, because it was perfect, you know, for him to have a captain's hat and I'm going away in the Navy. And I just know he would have had me come up and he would have given me a kiss.
He certainly would.
Just, you know, in my bones.
Wow, what a story. But don't worry, there's many more memories of Sue from Vegas coming soon to the Elvis Cast.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Elvis Cast. Subscribe or follow the show on your podcast platform of choice. Just search for Elvis Cast. All the links and contact information can be found on my website, elviscast.com.
If you'd like more information about this episode's special guest, check out the show notes in the description. Thanks for listening to the Elvis Cast.